Blog Talk Radio.
This song is dedicated to all of you out there who've been through something and life has knocked you down. But Cammy Cole is here to tell you it's time to get up. Get on this dance floor and groove with me tonight.
I know what time it is. This ain't you.
Midnight music.
That's going on 3 a.m. I done left you 3 text messages, 2 emails, and a DM. And wherever we got off on the wrong foot, I'll take it back. For real.
I gave you the choice to do right by me. So when Jody came a knocking, I ran to see.
What?
He was smelling good and looking nice. He asked if my man had been treating me right. Jody told me he came to save the day, and you thought I was gonna stay. I'm Jody's girl now. I'm with Jody because it came to me. Oh, I'm Jody's girl now.
Okay,
I'm with Jody because it came to me.
Giant to work hard, whole week long. tired to make love sometimes when I get home. You cook and you clean, you wash and you fold, and soon as I put on my clothes, right back out the door.
Where you think you going?
You don't work no well. I pay all these bills, put clothes on your back, even took in your keys. I'm not about to go back and forth with you, cause James gon' do what James won't do.
I'm Jody's girl now, I'm with Jody, because they came for me. Oh, I'm Jody's girl now, I'm with Jody, because they came for me. Now Jody don't mind spending a little time, he'll even stay late to make sure I'm feeling fine. Jody don't care if I like it fast or slow, he just wanna give me some more. When I get hungry, Jody makes a way. He don't care what you or nobody got to say. Jody told me he came to save the day, and you gon' lie, what's gonna say? I'm Jody's girl now, I'm with Jody, niggas that came for me. Oh, I'm Jody's girl now, I'm with Jody, because they came for me.
Ladies, see, Jody's gonna make it happen, whether he got it or not. See, my man thought I was gonna keep on begging for his time and for him to do things for me. Not when I got Jody on my team, baby. I'm Jody's girl now. Marvin tried to tell y'all I'm with Jody about the things that came for me.
The hip hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right here.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
This is Big Sean.
This your boy T.I., man.
Hey, what's up? It's Jay-Z.
What's up, man? It's your homeboy T-Pain.
What's going on? This is Z40.
True West Radio. DJ Have Love and King Scratch. Let's get them.
Hey, it's your man DJ Have Love. We're in the building, Mo Ed Mondays, Southern Soul and More. And guess what? I've got the lovely Miss Tara, Miss Hollywood McClain with me today. And everything's looking lovely in the land of Southern Soul. How you doing, Queen?
I am great. How are you?
I'm blessed and blessed and blessed. Happy to be on the show with you, my love.
Thank you. It's my honor.
Before I get involved, I want to let you introduce yourself to the people so that they can get a feel and know of who we got on the show tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you. Hello, everyone. I am Tamara McClain, a.k.a. Miss Hollywood. I am signed under Midnight Music, and you may know me for songs like Jody's Girl, Shake It, Grown and Sexy, Anthem, and a few more.
Most definitely. Miss Jody's Girl. That's what I was waiting to get to right there. Because I want to be Mr. Take Jody's Girl. I want to take Jody's Girl. Welcome to True West, baby. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you in the building tonight. How long have you been in the Southern Soul Circuit?
I've actually only been in the Southern Soul Circuit about a year, but I've been singing since I was three, and I grew up in the church singing, come from a singing family. Shout out to my wonderful, wonderful family. I love y'all. They've been a great support system this whole journey.
Most definitely, most definitely. So what has this journey been like for you? I mean, I know growing up in church, did you have a feel for R&B music at first, or was Southern Soul and blues always your, you know, little niche?
Well, I grew up in the country. I'm a little country. For those who didn't know, I forgot to say this. I'm from Alabama.
Hey,
so
now.
Yes. So growing up in the country, you listen to your, you know, we had our R&B that we listened to. My mom made sure that we were real rounded when it came to music. However, I was the child who, they would always say, you're a little old soul, because I love those good old hymns, but I love the good old blues. So I've always had that niche for blues. And as I got older, blues took a turn towards Southern soul, and I fell in love with it just as well. So when all of this happened, I ended up winning a competition, and I got the opportunity to sing at the B.B. King's Blues Club here in Montgomery. And singing out there, I was doing all these cover songs, and I was like, God, I know you didn't put me in this position just to do cover songs. You wouldn't do that. So I decided to start writing my own music, and I let the Lord take the lead from there, and here I am.
It's been, I know it's lovely having you here. I'm very amazed by your music. Who are you, some of your inspirations coming up?
Well, one of my favorite inspirations, and y'all will hear it on my album, but I love Johnny Taylor and I love Betty Wright. My gospel inspiration is Miss Dottie Peoples. Absolutely love them. So I've always, like I said, I come from a singing family. So my thing with my voice is I would always try to match people's voices. Now, I'm not a better. I can't hit them whistle. I can't get in that whistle range. But the soulfulness and the meaning behind the music, she made me want to, you know, make people have the feeling that I have when listening to her. So that's what kind of inspired me to write the songs that I write and to perform them the way I do, because I want you to feel where I'm coming from.
Okay. That's marvelous, marvelous. Wow. So for you, Southern Soul turned out to be a true blessing. Do you have any concerts or anything coming up soon? Or should I say, how has the COVID-19 affected your shows?
So COVID happened to hit right when I was getting ready to be able to perform in my first spring fling. And I was really hurt. I was like, oh, I've always wanted to do this, but God has a reason for everything. So with that being said, I do have a show coming up August 16th at the B.B. King's Blues Club. Now, it is limited, you know, due to COVID and the restrictions. But I'll also be in Kentwood, Louisiana on Halloween. And it's an outdoor event, so it'll be a much, you know, much more open space where people can come out and have just a good old time. We're going to enjoy each other, but we're going to enjoy each other at a distance. But those are the things I have coming up, and then my album will be dropping this month as well.
Okay. Who did you get a chance to work with any artists on this up and coming album?
Yes, so the song you just played, the Jonas Girl remix, Johnny James, who I love, 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 and I'm so grateful for. He is our label president. And he's actually on there with me. But the rest of the songs are kind of just me, because I want people to get to know Tamara, the artist, and Miss Hollywood, the alter ego. So, with that being said, I want
to
get people.
Uh-oh. Let's get into that. I want to know more about Miss Tamara. Let's get to know Tamara first. Yeah, we're going to start with Tamara. Because I'm anxious. You know I'm anxious to go to see Miss Hollywood. So I'm trying to hold off.
Okay. So Tamara is just me. I'm me, Tamara McClain, little country girl, grew up, you know, pick peas and pecans and all that good stuff with my granddad rode horse.
Mm-hmm.
Tamara is gonna
Did you ever get
genuine.
Stuck on them honey sickles?
Oh yes, we have.
She is a Southern girl. You know what?
Yes.
You're one of the very few ladies that I've had on this show to know what a honeysuckle is.
People out there listening who don't know, it's like a little flower, and you pull
yeah.
the center out, and it has like this sweet nectar on it, and it's really cute. You know?
Yes, it does.
So,
yes, it does.
Tamara McClain is just that normal, everyday girl who, like many of the women and young ladies out here who've been singing all your life, people say singing ain't going to get you nowhere, and you prove them wrong.
Amen. I definitely want to applaud you on that one.
Thank you.
I've been in adversity all my life. With
yeah,
DJ,
listen,
I, you know, people,
what...
oh, that's all you ever thought about doing was music. Well, I done it. Oh, well.
It makes
well,
you stronger.
I must have did pretty good. I'm still here today.
Right. It makes you appreciate every little thing because music is not for those weak at heart. If you can't take things and you can't take being told no,
right.
You can't take people turning you around when you know you did the best you can do, then this might not be for you. But don't get discouraged.
Right.
That's what they want you to do.
Right.
So you got to build it.
And then in this right. Just as you said in this business, you have to be ready for those closed doors because it's going to be a lot of doors closed. But as many closed, there are many more opening. You know, as long as you stay to your grind and true to yourself, the levels of success are limitless, especially when you put God first and follow the guidelines, you know. So, you know, I definitely want to applaud you on that. Now, tell us a little bit about Ms. Hollywood, because I believe Ms. Hollywood was the one that got took from Jody. Jody ended up with her. I want to know her.
Yes. Okay. So, Ms. Hollywood. So, that again, I call her my alter ego. She's that woman that is fed up. She's not going to take it. You can't tell her that she can't be what she's going to be because she's going to do it. She knows her worth. And she's the storyteller. So as you all will hear on my new album, some songs will be introduced as it's Tamara McLean, baby. And then some songs will be introduced as it's Miss Hollywood, baby. So it's letting you know who you're going to get before you hear the song. Yes.
Two for one.
Yes,
yeah.
So you're going to know
two
who
for one. I like that.
It's coming from. Absolutely. So with Miss Hollywood, I have songs, like I said, I'm trying to think, I'm sorry, because, again, like I said, my album is coming out. But anyway, some songs, you'll hear them and you'll be like, yep, now that was real, you know, whatever, that was Tamara. But then them other songs, you'll be like, yep, that's Miss Hollywood.
Well, we definitely just heard the Miss Hollywood song, Jody's Girl, which is out on all platforms right now. Make sure you check her out. She's got that. You hear me? That word, that. She got it. Mm-hmm. Whatever you think that is, she got it. Yes.
Yes. It's an awesome journey. I'm very appreciative, like I said, of everyone who's helped me along the way. I've had so many mentors and so many people to pour into me. And so now I'm at the point to where I try, even with the little bit that I have, to pour into others. Because I feel like if it wasn't for those people, my family, and their wonderful support, I wouldn't be where or who I am. So I try to make sure
right.
whatever people have helped me with or, you know, whatever it is, I try to do the same thing for my counterparts.
Hey, man, that's good. Good toolage, good use. You're going to be around for a long time. I call you the diva of Southern Soul because you're so sexy to me. And I just been wondering, can I see the country girl shuffle in person? Because I believe it's a couple of swings. It's a country girl show, so I know there's a couple of hip swings in there somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
We got swings
hey,
and turns. We got a little bit of all of it for you.
Southern enough for me. I like it, baby. Tell us where people can find you, how they can find your music, all of that good information there.
Okay, you can find me on Facebook under Tamara Miss Hollywood McLean. I have a fan page under Tamara McLean. I am on Instagram as Lady Hollywood 21, and all of my music can be found on all the music streaming platforms. And be on the lookout for my album. It's entitled Party After the Pain.
Oh, we make sure you get it because we got it, and getting is good. Going down Southern Soul right here with your man DJ Hev Love. I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight on the show. And you're welcome to stick around. We're just going to be jamming a little Southern Soulish and a little R&B. Got a couple of songs we got to break tonight also as well. So hang in now. We're going to get this thing going down, baby. Get your drink. Get your smoke. Sit back and relax. Because this here is the Country Girl Shuffle by Ms. Hollywood. True West Radio. Here we go.
Way back in, it's when I start cutting my my family and a few of my friends. Holler at the DJ, tell him play my favorite track. Now I'm about to hit the dice game they got going on in the back. It's a country folk party.
Yeah. dangerous combination. We gon' let the world see. We put in work and pay the dues. Homie, this right here ain't free. This R&B came naturally. Can't deny it's meant to be. We fell so
She say, 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 I've been thinking for a while that it ain't working out between you and I. I gotta do something to feel good about myself. I have to make a decision and not care about no one else. You see, breaking up is hard to do. Gotta follow my heart if I'm gonna be true. You see, I've been watching her for a very long time. I think I'll take my chance and try to make her mine. I can't keep you in the dark. So here's what I'm gonna do. I have to tell the truth. You didn't notice. Tell me that you agree. I know you caught me staring at her. So baby, let me go so I can be with her. See, I've been watching her for a very long time. I think I'll take my chance and try to make her mine. Can't keep you in the dark. So here's what I'm gonna do. I have to was unintentional. I didn't plan for it to be this way, baby. Your best friend was so good to me. The way she smiled at me, lady.
I fell in love.
I fell in love with you, baby.
I fell in love. head to the floor, y'all, cause the DJ's playing my song.
To the